Stand by for news coming out of Bethlehem. There's been a miraculous, mysterious birth reported to have taken place in a shepherd's field near Bethlehem in Israel. That's the headline. I'm Jimmy DeYoung, and I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We have a report of a birth taking place in an open field near the little Arab village of Bethlehem. The shepherds are reporting they have found the newborn babe with his parents, the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, a food trough for the animals. There are also reports that last night there were unidentified flying objects, UFOs, in the skies over and around Bethlehem. Some of the shepherds are saying that the UFOs were actually angels, and this host of angels were actually singing joyful songs of the birth of the long-awaited Jewish Messiah. There are unconfirmed reports that this little baby is the one that has been spoken of by the ancient Jewish prophets for hundreds of years, the one to be born in Bethlehem and to become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Son of God. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it did set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The birth of Jesus Christ fulfilled all the prophecies in the Bible for the presence of God with us, Emmanuel, and it does actually set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this. For over 2,000 years, the story of the birth of Christ, which is recorded in four chapters of the Bible, Matthew 1 and 2 and Luke 1 and 2, actually only 168 verses, this story has been responsible for authors writing so many books that one library could not contain all of the volumes. The composers have penned the music and lyrics for musical manuscripts with Jesus Christ as the theme of these musical numbers, the most used theme in all of music history. Though Jesus Christ never traveled more than 100 miles from his hometown, men and women have traveled to the far reaches of this earth to tell others the story of this man, the God-man, born 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. It is interesting to note that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, started in a cradle, a manger. He carried his cross to where they would crucify him, but death could not keep him. He arose from the dead 3 days later. As he left this world to go back to heaven, he promised that he would come again to earth, this time wearing a crown. This God-man, Emmanuel, God with us, came by way of the cradle to the cross, and soon he will come wearing a crown. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has and will fulfill Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...